Welcome to our podcast where we discuss the ever-important topic of cybersecurity and how it impacts our daily lives. The technology sector is closely monitoring cybersecurity news related to PayPal, CrowdStrike, and two semiconductor stocks. Recently, Chinese hackers have been using new tactics for infrastructure attacks, and a nation-state actor known as Volt Typhoon has been monitored since mid-2020. CrowdStrike has been criticized for failing to detect data exfiltration in a recent cybersecurity incident involving the Progress Software Move IT transfer exploit. We will continue to provide updates on these developments. Here are some updates on organizational security resilience. Red team testing has become increasingly popular for companies to test their security measures against potential cyberattacks. Additionally, we will discuss account creation fraud, a risk that affects both individuals and companies alike. Finally, three common myths about two-factor authentication will be debunked. Stay tuned for these stories. There have been several concerning developments in terms of security vulnerabilities and potential attacks in Microsoft News. A critical vulnerability has been discovered in Microsoft Azure AD's login with Microsoft component, which could be exploited to gain extended rights. Windows 11 is set to include a built-in passkey manager for biometric authentication when logging into apps and websites for improved security. Unfortunately, there have also been cross-site scripting vulnerabilities found in Microsoft Azure Bastion and Azure Container Registry's iframe post messages handling function. Moreover, Microsoft has warned of Russian hackers using credential stealing attacks to target various sectors, including governments, IT service providers, NGOs, defense, and critical manufacturing. Additionally, researchers have found a way to deliver malware to organizations using the Microsoft Teams communication platform, despite restrictions for files from outside sources. Finally, malicious actors are now using QR codes to deploy phishing pages via mobile devices. All these developments are concerning and serve as a reminder of the importance of remaining vigilant against potential cyber attacks. Suncor Energy, a key energy producer in Canada, has reported a cybersecurity incident that is currently under investigation with the assistance of third-party experts. The cyber attack seems to have targeted payment operations at Petro-Canada gas stations throughout Canada. We will keep track of this story and provide any new information as it becomes available. Breaking news in the tech world, Vago Ethernet controllers and Modbus servers have been found vulnerable to potential denial of service attacks. Reports suggest that authenticated or unauthenticated remote attackers may be able to cause a system crash or uncontrolled resource consumption, ultimately disrupting normal operation. It is highly recommended that users upgrade their systems to ensure protection and prevent any potential malicious attacks. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. D.